This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to round two of the WHL playoffs. We'll get you all set up here with the eight teams remaining in the chase for the Edmonton Elk Cup. Swiftcurrent Broncos head coach Manny Viveros will join us. He is the Broncos in a round two for the first time since 2008. The team they're playing now, top-seeded Regina Pats. Forward Adam Brooks was the WHL Player of the Week for March. He'll talk about the series as well. It was the longest game in CHL history, finally ending in quintuple overtime in Victoria. Edward Silvertip's Cal Babich played OT hero. He will join us. And the Kelowna Rockets are set to play a very familiar opponent in the Portland Winterhawks. Rockets forward Dylan Dubé will be our guest. Manny Viveros is the head coach and director of player personnel for the Swiftcurrent Broncos, getting through a hard-fought and perhaps the best series in the opening round against the Moose Jaw Warriors. And hey, first of all, Manny, for the Broncos franchise, first time to round two since 2008, there has to be a level of pride in the community right now.
No, certainly. You can, John, you can certainly see the excitement that's built up over the last few weeks here with our hockey club and then through the community here. Our fans have been absolutely incredible. We've been full here for all the games that we've had in the playoffs here, even leading up to the playoffs. The last couple of games we've been sold out. So it's been a great, great atmosphere here, and it's good to see the community rallying around the club.
You had to win in Moose Jaw. You did so, in fact, in Game 5, and then you had to do it in Game 7. I watched that game online. It looked like a great atmosphere. You spent some time in Europe, so maybe not quite as what we'd see there, but must have been electric in Game 7 there for Mosaic Place.
Well, actually, you know, it was kind of funny. I was talking to my wife about that. It kind of did remind me of a little bit in Europe where the fans are pretty boisterous and enthusiastic throughout the game, no matter what the score is. But, it was a really an electric atmosphere, and we had a lot of fans. I think we had close to 500 fans from Swiftcurrent drive up and certainly helped us out in Game 7.
Manny, short turnaround time here against the Regina Pats, who we all know were the top team in the WHL's regular season. It's not a matchup that looks good for your team as far as the matchup in the regular season, but you were able to win late in Regina in the regular season. How much of a boost is that, knowing that you can beat the Pats and you beat them in their home rink late in the season?
You know, John, we're good with that. We're okay. You know, Regina, like, again, they're the best in the country, and they deserve it. They've been playing really well all season long here, and they've been the most consistent team throughout the whole season here. But still, you know, we have a tremendous amount of respect for them and the organization. They're very well coached, and but we're not scared. You know, if we go and play our game, you know, we feel we have a really good chance, and we do have to be at our best to have a chance to beat them. And as far as them having home ice advantage, for us it doesn't matter. We've been a pretty good road team all year long, and proven that in the playoffs here too. So we're just excited to get going here, and we're certainly not worried about the short turnaround either. We're just happy to get an opportunity to get to the second round here. And our kids, they're young. You know, they rebound real quickly. They rebound a lot quicker than the coaching staff does. Short turnaround, and we can't wait to get going.
When you take on the Pats, you're going to need Jordan Paperny to be solid in goal. That was a bold move the Broncos made at the deadline to acquire him from the Brantewee Kings. And even maybe in that series against Moose Jaw, it might have just paid for itself just how well he played. How good has he been here down the stretch for you guys?
Well, John, he's been outstanding. We probably don't get through without Jordan Nett with us. He's been really outstanding. Our kids played very, very well, but you don't go anywhere in the playoffs without having good goaltending, and he's been better than good. And the reason why we got him is because he's had success in the playoffs, and he's been here before in the early stages of the playoffs and late in the playoffs, and he's won. And his calmness, even going to Game 7, it was it actually brought a sense of calmness throughout our whole dressing room. He wasn't a guy that wasn't nervous. He was prepared and ready to go, and he knew what he could do in this situation. So, as you said earlier, has it paid for itself? It has. We said that even before we got to the playoffs. He's made our team better, not only on the ice, but in the room. He's brought a certain leadership to our group that was much needed.
All right, well, hey, first-year head coach in the WHL, Manny Viveros, able to get the Broncos beyond the first round here. I know there's work to do here, continuing in the playoffs here, but congratulations so far on your run, and best of luck against the Pats.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
The quest for the Edmonton Elk Cup. This is the WHL This Week. Playoff edition.
Regina Pats overager Adam Brooks knows they're in for a battle with the Broncos. WHL Player of the Month for March spoke with Voice of the Pats Phil Andrews.
We're here at the Western Hockey League Player of the Month, Adam Brooks, 34 points, 14 games spanning the last 10 games of the regular season and 4 games to start the playoffs against Calgary. What a month, wasn't it, Adam? I mean, almost catch teammate Sam Steele for the league title and scoring. It's been the right time for you, too, I think, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think the team has done a great job. I think it's 12 games in a row we've won or something like that. So, when the team's rolling, there's usually individuals that find success. And, I was just fortunate to reap the rewards of, the team doing well.
What did you think about that first-round series with Calgary? I mean, as a team to score 20 goals in 4 games and get a sweep, you got to be happy with that. But now as you look ahead to Swift Current, probably a stiffer test. Do you say that?
Yeah, I think we're happy definitely with the outcome, winning 4 straight and moving on to the second round. But there's things from the first round that we got to improve on for sure, especially going in and playing a team like Swift Current now, a team that plays very hard. And moving on to the second round, I'm not going to say they're a better team, but usually as the further you get, there's a stiffer test in your way, and I think Swift Current is going to do that. And we just got to elevate our game all around. So it's, a series that we're all looking forward to and looking forward to get going Thursday.
You go 7-0-1 against them in the regular season, 8 games, but do you almost have to just throw that away? A new season, playoffs, you can't put a lot of stock into a regular season series, can you?
No, absolutely not. And, when you get into playoffs, it's just...
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Elevate their games to a different level. Teams play differently. And, watching a couple of Swift Current games against Moose Jaw, it looks like they're kind of playing a little bit different and, playing very, very well. So we're not going to be looking at the regular season series that's thrown out the door once... the end of March comes, and like I said, we're just excited to get going.
Adam, congrats on being named Player of the Month, and good luck in round 2 against Swift.
Yeah, thank you.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chinooth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
It was a game some thought never would end. The Everett Silvertips and the Victoria Royals battled to the 5th overtime period in Game 6 of their opening round series. Voice of the Silvertips, Mike Benton, had the OT call.
As the puck up high, taken away, here comes Cal Babbage. Can win it right here on a breakaway. He shoots, he scores! He scores! He scores! Cal Babbage! The Odyssey is over! How sweet it is! Breakaway goal! 8:24 left in the 5th overtime period!
The game lasted 151 minutes and 36 seconds. That's a new WHL and CHL record. Benton spoke with the OT hero, Cal Babbage.
Cal, first off, how much of a relief was it to see that puck go in after that long of a game?
It was a great feeling. I mean, obviously, we were all just waiting for something to go in. We were just trying to get that opportunity, and like luckily, I found that chance. And I mean, as a team, we were just excited.
You'll forever be in league history, a part of it, scoring the game winner in what is also the longest game in CHL history. When you think about it, how cool does that sound?
It sounds cool. I mean, like, scoring, I was just happy that we won the series and won the game, most importantly, and then like kind of looking back at it after, it's kind of a surreal experience just to be part of it. So,
what are going to be some of the keys here to continue playoff success?
Just like play as a team, keep the team camaraderie going, and I mean, there's really not much to it, just play our game.
What makes you play your best? What do you feel like when you are at your best come playoff time?
I mean, I'm just ready to just mentally engage in the game and just ready to go. And I think that's the same with all the guys on the team, just when we're all just focused, ready to go. And we're a pretty hard team to beat, for sure.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kelowna Rockets forward Dylan Dubé is coming off 4 goals and 2 assists in the opening round of the playoffs against Kamloops. Now, as the Rockets get set to face Portland for a 5th time in the last 7 postseasons, Regan Bartel has more.
One of the best skaters for the Rockets in the opening round playoff series against the Kamloops Blazers, Dylan Dubé. Dubes, let's just talk about that series now that it's come to an end. You've had a couple of days to reflect on it. It didn't come easy, though, did it, for your hockey club?
No, it wasn't. They made it hard on us, for sure. It was a pretty tight series for scoring, and that's what we expected from them, and I think you got it prepared. It was probably, I'd say, one of the best first rounds in the series for the 2 matchups of those teams, so it's good to have that to get right into it, not have any easy matchups, so I think it's going to be good for us in the future.
Okay, let's take a look at your performance in round number 1. Scored a lot of goals, an impact guy. did you like your contribution and what you did?
It was good. You know, it's tough to be out there and do it all yourself. I know Rod was with me in the last game, but mostly Seuss and Turinski I was playing with them the whole time, and they created so much space for me. So that was the biggest thing, was they were giving me the opportunity to get the good shots. And our first line was going against their top line, so it was a little bit easier for me to be able to work against their second line. So I have to give it to good line matching would be huge, too.
How tough will it be in round number two? Does it only get harder from here?
Yeah, it does. I think it's going to be a bigger step. Obviously, more hockey and everything. Everybody's getting a little more tired, but I think we're going to be good because both teams had a six-game series and they had a little more travel than us, so I think it's going to be a good advantage for us.
Portland plays a high-tempo offensive style of game. Would that be correct? Do you anticipate it being a series where you're trading chances both ways?
Yeah, it is. I think it's we can't fall into their trap of that, but I think it's going to be a little more fun scoring this series, and more of our offensive guys will get the chance to score because it's not too easy to score in Ingram, so that's a good test for us to be able to beat them and get some goals on him. So I think it's going to come a little bit easier in this series.
Portland Winterhawks, Caleb Jones, he's a guy that won a gold medal. He stole the gold medal away from you and Team Canada at the World Juniors. Is this payback time?
Yeah, it is. I think this is, for myself, more important. I've been working with these guys all year, so to have that opportunity to maybe shake his hand in the little reverse situation would be nice in this series.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Regan.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Regan in Kelowna, Bill Andrews in Regina, and Mike Benton in Everett for their help this week. Hey, enjoy the second round of the WHL playoffs. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.